I know in your book that you wrote that you were one of the highest paid women songwriters. Were there a lot of other women, a few other women? Did they just not care as long as you could write a hit?
I don't know. I was very fortunate financially in those years. But I was writing with various different people. But when I wrote the song with what's her name? Ferris, what's her name again?
Leslie Gore.
No, the one that I wrote with
Edna Lewis. Yes.
Edna Lewis was also about my dad's age, and she had a lot of hits. What was some of her hits?
Lipstick on your collar.
Oh, yeah, Connie Francis. Yeah.
They were all her stuff, you know. And she knew that there was a chance to get Leslie Gore.
She was looking for a new song.
Who I'd already met, you know. So she was looking for a new song. So she and I sat down and we wrote, Judy's Turn to Cry, because the first song that she recorded was all about Judy did this or did that, you know, and they, so it was kind of like an answer to her first song. And we went to this huge, I mean, the day they were listening to the songs. And the thing is, she called me and she said, we got to write this immediately because, she called me like about 9 in the morning. So I had to give up this point that this guy that was the greatest lover walking on the earth. And he was really crazy about me, and I was crazy about him. But he allowed me to leave the bedroom and go to write the song because she wrote to me. She said, look, at 3 o'clock, we've got to have this song ready. I said, but it's only 9 in the morning. Why didn't you tell me last week? You know, what are we doing? So she said, no, she said, please, I have this great lyric. It's called Judy's Turn to Cry. So I remembered that Leslie had a song about some girl named Judy.
It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To, right? It was the first song. Judy's a character in the song, I think.
Yeah, you're right. So what happened is I threw my clothes on and I ran over to meet her, and I met her at about 10:30. Yeah, in my house. So I was in my apartment. She came over to my apartment with this whole lyric really all written. She was a great lyric writer. Couldn't carry a tune worth a damn, but a great lyric writer. Amazing. And we sat down and I started playing it. I had some very weird good chords and she was excited as hell. And we wrote that, made the music fit her lyric in terms of what the grooves were that in those days. And then we ran over and we made it there by about 3:15. And it was packed. Every songwriting team, old or young, were in there with a song to try desperately to get Judy to get the next hit by Leslie Gore. You know, because that was already top 10. You know, she was already doing very well as a new artist. And half the people I knew, and Jeff Barry was there, who I think is a genius, and I love him very much. But at that time, he and I had done a lot of songwriting when I was a staff for Eddie V. Mark. But the time started changing. Well, to make a long story short, they were around 30 teams. I'm not kidding you.
Songwriting
teams, partnership. Some people were lifelong partnership. Others were just people that wrote one or two songs with each other. But I had never written a song with Edna Lewis before because I really could always write lyrics as well as do the music. But she told me, look, she said, they're trying to look for something. She had heard through the grapevine that they were looking for something for this artist who just came out and then went top 10 instantly. With her first cut. So anyway, we went there, and had the huge, enormous amount of teams of writers. And so one by one, they went in, played their song and went out and left. And they went in and played their song, and we heard them tinkling with the piano, and they came out and left. And then finally, you had to have given your name. So they called, they said, Beverly Ross and Edna Lewis. You know, come on in, let's see what you got. So we went in there, and I'm telling you, I can play the piano, so I sang the whole thing to them. And because they were complaining, everyone was complaining on the way out. They were some friends of mine, too. Oh, you know, they listen to half of it, and they say, no, well, we don't want that. But if you got anything else, that's not a hit. They wouldn't even let them finish the song. Did you know that they're so rude in this business that they do that to you?
They just don't want, you don't want to waste their time, I guess, in their opinion.
They smell that it ain't what they really want. It could be a great song. Maybe they go to another office tomorrow and it could get a big artist. But they all, many of them were we heard them grumbling as they were leaving this huge, you know, it was a big office, and we were loaded with people, each one having a song or two to play for this Leslie Gore thing. So they didn't stop me. They didn't say anything except, wow, Judy started to cry. So then they called in the guy that was really the head of the whole thing, and I played it for him.
Michael Jackson's producer, was that black producer, what's his name?
Yeah, it was Michael Jackson's producer.
Michael produced the Jackson album and
What was his name again? I forgot.
Doesn't she know?
Do you know who Michael Jackson's
producer
was at that time?
On Thriller?
Yes.
Thriller?
That was Quincy Jones. Yeah.
And he loved it too, because it was a white girl's wailing problem, you know, of losing this boy. But even though I was white, there was enough groove and R&B in it. And I think that those songs, I'm not saying I'm taking the responsibility, but those early songs were the beginning of rock and roll, which was basically the black artists had the blues under control, but they didn't have any kind of a shot at, they're brilliant, but they didn't think they'd ever get cut in the pop market, so they just kept writing blues. But we were the younger writers coming out, and we kind of mixed, there was a rhythm to it, the groove in it, that was very, very R&B, and yet the song was a pop lyric. And they went out and sang, they loved it. They said, this is it. And I was freaking out. You know, I had written it that day.